Why wait?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? Why wait if he's able to do it for him to play on Sunday? So even though he got on a Thursday, and that feels very anti-Andy Reid, I expect a pretty heavy dose of DeAndre Hopkins. Here's what I think will happen, and I'm curious what you do. I think he'll play 60% of the snaps. I think he'll get 5 to 7 targets. I think he'll get 1 to 2 red zone targets, and he'll finish with 50 or 60 yards. That's what I anticipate out of DeAndre Hopkins on Sunday. And I know that that's probably aiming a little high for a guy who did not step foot on a football field for this team until Thursday. But honestly, I think that they know they need him and need him right away, and they're going to start using him right away. Although I think some people were trying to make it like Bill Barnwell trying to make it like this is a play for the postseason, not for the regular season, right? They're doing this so that by the time the postseason hits, they'll be better with DeAndre Hopkins.
I mean, I think there's truth to that.
Not trying to win now.
And
if that's the case, then you probably think his stats are a little lower on Sunday.
I mean, I don't disagree with Barnwell. I mean, that is what this whole thing is about. It's about the postseason. Any acquisition for the Chiefs that's in a trade, not picking up a guy off the street per se, is about the postseason. Kareem Hunt, I actually think that signing initially was about now, not the postseason. The benefit is, at some point, they're going to have Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco. Trading for DeAndre Hopkins, yeah, they needed bodies, but also he absolutely is about, come playoff time, having a legitimate wide receiver, because they may not have Hollywood Brown still, and we know they're not going to have Rashee Rice. And looking at production for Sunday, yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is a really smart football player. He made some comments yesterday about, hey, I played for 12 years. Like, how do I get ready for this playbook? And I know football. And I think there's absolutely truth to that. Package of plays, you say 60% of snaps, maybe. I might be a little high. I don't know. They're going to elevate maybe Justin Ross from the practice squad. I think if you're just talking about the stat line for DeAndre Hopkins, it wouldn't surprise me if it's 3 catches, 45 yards in that realm. Like, if you think he's getting like 7 catches for 90, look, I'll gladly be wrong on that one. I just would be pretty stunned.
His over-under on DraftKings is 37.5 right now.
Okay. I'd take the over slightly, but that's about right. That number seems about right, doesn't it?
When the number sounds about right, that's normally when you're like, eh, I better just not bet this if I'm feeling pretty good about it. But no, I mean, that doesn't seem outlandish, but I come back to the one thing with DeAndre Hopkins, which is right now on this team, who's getting the target? Like, who's taking the targets away from him?
Noah Gray, Travis Kelce. They're also running the ball a lot, man. I'm not saying they're going to run it. They run the ball 40 times against the 49ers. I don't know if they're going to do that against the Raiders, but, like, you're right. There's not a ton of targets, but they're not – I don't think in this era or this current form of offense that they're throwing it 37, 38 times. You know what I mean?
This is where the Chiefs have dramatically changed from the team that they were in every other single year, including last year. And I'll give them credit, because this might just be an adjustment they made. All right, so I'm going to give you the last 4 years' goal just to kind of put it in perspective. The run-pass play percentage in the NFL. 4 years ago in 2021, the Chiefs had the 6th highest pass rate in the league, right? So pass a lot. Not surprising. Everybody would kind of anticipate that. 2 years ago in 2022, they had the 8th highest pass rate in the NFL. They were borderline tied for 7th, but again, a higher pass rate than most teams in the NFL, especially for a team that leads, right? Could hypothetically run late. Last year, they're the 7th highest pass rate in the NFL. Again, you'd be like, wow, really? They didn't have anyone to throw to. They had the 7th highest pass rate in the NFL. This season, Kansas City ranks 24th in pass percentage. 24th. They are one of the lowest teams in the league. And here's the truth. They're smart, because the other teams with the lowest run percentage in the league are also taking advantage of this shell coverage nonsense that should benefit the run game. Buffalo is below them in pass percentage. Pittsburgh is below them in pass percentage. Baltimore is below them in pass percentage. Washington is below them in pass percentage. Now, some of that is because they have quarterbacks who can also run. But think about Detroit. Detroit, one of the most efficient teams in the league, is lower than Kansas City in pass percentage. The good teams have stopped throwing the football, as crazy as that sounds, and have started going to the run game instead.
So to your
point on the target thing, it might just be less targets across the board and more Kareem Hunt and Carson Steele, Samaje Perine, and then eventually Isaiah Pacheco.
That's the pivot. Now, Detroit in particular, they got a great 1-2 punch in Montgomery and Gibbs. Kansas City right now has Kareem Hunt getting 20-plus carries a game. That's what I'm kind of excited about later on in the year when Pacheco's back, because I think for the sake of both of their health and being fresh for the playoffs, I think that needs to be a true committee, or a split, backfield between Hunt and Pacheco and be able to utilize their skill sets but not wear each other down. One player's coming back from an injury later on, and the other, Kareem Hunt, is putting a lot of carries on his body, I think more than they even thought they were asking from him when they brought him in off the street. Is he able to carry the ball 21, 22 times for another 14 weeks or whatever? You know, I don't know if the answer is yes to that. So this is part of their offense right now, but they will need Pacheco to carry some of this for Kareem Hunt or vice versa a little bit later on.